Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
Signed up a while ago for the Panda Express, like, rewards club style thing.
Yeah.
Because...
what all does that entail?
Well, like, I thought it'd be like any other restaurant where you sign up for their, you know, their membership, whatever. Coops. And you get, yeah, the sweet, sweet coupons sent to you pretty regularly. Because...
coup de pons.
If you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know that our love for Panda Express runs pretty deep. So I always get excited when I see, like, in the promotions section of my email, a little Panda Express name pop up. It's like, oh man, can I get that chicken cheaper? And it never is a coupon. Like, I think I've received one coupon from Panda Express in two and a half years of being a Panda Express member. But I have received a lot of announcements about career fairs and a new kind of chicken that they have. That I should go pay full price for.
Would you say that the Panda Express career fair email is more or less disappointing than a real panda?
It is more disappointing than a real panda. If Panda Express just occasionally sent me panda gifts in in email, then that would be preferable to just letting me know that there's a new premium entree that I will sample every time I go there before I order the plain, like, the orange chicken again, because I'm not going to pay an extra $125 for this premium entree, no matter how good it is.
What is the new entree?
Oh, right now it's, they're looking for leaders like me. I was like, Panda, you have not taken the time to know me.
What is the entree, though?
The entree is chicken. To sign up for an interview in my area between the dates of July 18th
and
24th.
That is not an entree.
So,
no.
Right, what they're asking for is for you to come up with an entree for the interview.
It makes sense that they would hire that way.
The
only question is, pitch us your best dish.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do say that employees must meet qualifications to receive benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So that's,
qualification being improve the menu.
Yeah, make a better chicken.
Know a food.
Benefits being spare chicken to take home in your pocket.
Man, if they would let me load up pockets with chicken, I would enjoy working there for a little bit.
That would be sticky and unpleasant, I think, but maybe still worth it.
Not for too long. I probably pull the same kind of thing that my college friend Cassie once pulled. Where she worked for like a week or so at Brewster's. I don't know if Brewster's still does this, but like at the end of the day, you could just take home a pint of unsold ice cream because they needed to like do fresh ice cream for the next day. So she worked there for like a week, maybe two, loaded up her freezer with her favorite ice cream, like months and months worth of ice cream, and then quit because she was too sticky. Like, it's apparently a very sticky place to be working all the time.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Makes sense.
So she did not care to continue being sticky, and she did have a freezer full of ice cream and could not fit anymore.
I'd like to push the envelope tonight.
Just
for
tonight?
For Panda Express.
Oh, okay.
You got a dish?
Well, what I want to know is, can we find an animal that would be unpleasant covered in orange sauce?
Unpleasant to eat?
Unpleasant to blank.
Unpleasant to hug.
Most.
I would submit all of them.
Most all.
Like, generally, every animal would be bad to just sort of touch or pet or hug.
If covered in
panda orange sauce.
Sure, to the tactile sensation, but there are other benefits.
Such as?
Smell.
What benefit do you get from covering the animal in orange sauce? That you do not get from just pouring some out in a bowl, like next to a small fan.
Or in a, like one of those diffuser.
Yeah. Can you buy bottles of Panda Express.
Probably.
Sauce. Can you pour one of them in a diffuser and just kind of live your best life?
You probably could.
I'm gonna
But if you
I'm gonna fire our intern.
if you put it on an animal, the animal will probably get real upset and run around a bunch.
Yeah.
Which would smell good, because orange sauce.
Yeah.
Waft your way.
Yeah, spread through your home and then form a little animal footprints. Speaking of little animals, Cricket has chosen this time of all times to play with her loud noise and toy.
You would also get good brain stimulus from your eyes. That will let you know that you're still alive.
I would submit to you that there is some kind of chemical interchange between the sauce and the animal's skin, saliva, sweat, that would probably end up not smelling pretty good.
Yeah, I don't
live
think...
Live sugar gliders covered in orange sauce.
That would be adorable and that gross.
That is a wonderful means of delivery.
Yeah, like if you gave a sugar glider like a little backpack with a couple pieces of chicken in it, that's okay. Like to deliver samples to people.
I was going to say breed them until their whole species has like a large scoop in the back of its skull.
That sounds fine.
But your way is probably faster.
I mean, I'm also on board with...
And a little less unpleasant. I don't want to eat anything out of an animal's skull scoop.
I'm on board with giving sugar gliders little backpacks and telling them to go on a Banjo-Kazooie adventure.
Yeah.
To give me orange sauce.
That's a video game, yeah. Call Rare or Playtonic now.
I think they're busy.
They're busy making Yooka-Laylee look like a worse game. That is what they're doing right now. Creating an N64 graphics filter.
Rare is just making bigger sharks.
Are they? I don't know what Rare proper is doing now. I would guess if you have only seen one coupon, when did you get it? Like, how far into the program did you get it?
It was an odd time. It was like 7 months or something into it.
Oh. Because I was going to say that maybe you do not get very many coupons, but the ones that you do get you like $400 worth of free food, but only on one day.
That would be great. No, this coupon was to promote their online ordering launch.
Mm.
So I could get really cheap, just an entree for cheap. Not a meal, and it didn't count if you ordered it as part of a meal. You just had to get one of the a la carte entrees, and you got some money off of that.
I have two questions for that interview. One, when is it going to become a buffet? Two, when are they going to start delivering? Three.
When do they just move into our apartment?
Are they going to become the first restaurant that does buffet-style delivery? you get like a 2-hour window and you can have the driver bring over as many boxes as you want.
I have an idea.
Oh no.
please continue. Would you like to catch this football and run with it?
It may be similar to the bus.
Oh no.
Okay.
Previously
yeah.
discovered.
Yeah.
How about a service that's a buffet on a highway?
I have often thought that, like when I'm stuck on the entrance ramp to 285.
No, not stuck.
Moving?
High speed.
High speed buffet?
Moving. So yeah. you would need a...
You sidle up alongside it, like a drive-thru, but they just roll their windows down, and there's just like sticky pots of macaroni in the back or something.
I tell you what, that or is maybe...
Barrels full of ribs.
Maybe the best anime show I've ever heard of.
And you just reach out your window and just grab the stuff that you want and throw them some dollar bills and keep on your way.
Some kind of Matrix food buffet.
Yeah, like food trucks already are configured to deal with customers out of the side of a vehicle.
Right.
So you just gotta like pre-make that food so they're not doing the hot grease on the highway.
You just gotta give that engine an upgrade.
And it just, they have like a turf, like a section of highway that belongs to them. And they just go up and down it.
Now I would assume...
And there's also somebody doing, like, high-speed refueling on them.
Yeah, they do have to refuel in transit. I would also assume that it is kind of a constant turf struggle.
It would have
between,
to be.
Between different food trucks trying to, like, make an illegal run into somebody else's turf. Maybe there's some kind of food police.
Well, every few months, it gets redistricted.
Every few months.
Yeah. Based on Yelp reviews.
I see. So if you get good reviews, you get expanded.
Yeah, you expand your area of influence.
The rich get richer is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know, because the more customers you have, the more opportunities there are for bad reviews.
Right.
And good reviews.
You welcome your own downfall at that point.
I would watch a TV show about a little tiny food truck that just got like blasted down to one small street because of some bad reviews and had to rebuild their whole empire by doing like illicit runs and deliveries.
I mean, the beginning of that sentence sounded like a webcomic I've been reading where like a game developer had her game played by like a famous YouTuber who didn't read the instructions and was trying to play it not as a puzzle game but as an attack game, and like slammed it, and then all of his fans went and reviewed her thing, none stars. So we could do something like that where you have this rivalry between a YouTube food truck reviewer and this
naturally yes, that is the villain.
Now, you said that was a webcomic and not reality, which it also is.
Yeah, it's a webcomic probably based on a lot of reality.
Is this villain YouTuber also on some kind of vehicle or motorbike?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he's on a motorcycle.
And he does his live streams.
These things never stop.
Yeah, he live streams.
What society is this where everybody must be moving at all times?
The floor is lava.
Basically, now society. Just amped up a bit. Like, in the morning, I don't pass a breakfast place accessible to me. Like, I could go left and get to a breakfast, but then I'd have to make another left, and that is too many lefts in Atlanta traffic. So
we all hate traffic, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We can agree on that.
Yeah, 100%.
What's the reason for traffic?
Slow.
Too many cars.
Too much.
People want to change lanes.
Well, people, because
they have to go places.
They have a place to go.
Yes.
What if no one had a place to go? And they're always just going forward.
Yeah, no more houses, no more offices, no more buildings, just
no more exit lanes.
Just vehicles in motion all the time. Once we get the
just you in the open road,
the smart car technology, like your office could just be your car, like the car drives itself and you conduct all your meetings and Tinder dates from the car.
What are we using as fuel?
Human waste, I guess, because you got to do something with that, too.
Unsold macaroni.
Or yeah, pre-processed macaroni.
Okay.
Because if you can't go anywhere, your car is your house, so it needs all the amenities.
What is the Golden Corral buffet item that doesn't get sold? Because we use that as fuel. Like, what is the one that you go up to the buffet and it's always untouched? Because nobody wants that shit.
Do you know how long it's been since I've been to the Golden Corral?
I was going
to
say,
coleslaw, maybe?
Probably. I could not tell you what does or doesn't sell coleslaw at the Golden Corral.
Can we turn coleslaw into food? Because I can't tell you how much coleslaw I've thrown away in my life.
It's
just like a terrible mayonnaise-covered garnish.
We turned corn into fuel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see what coleslaw doesn't have that corn does. Like, it's not a plant with any more or less dignity. I don't know that it's the dignity that's burning when it turns into fuel. But
I like to believe that, though.
Yeah.
It's just a powerful phrase.
What?
The dignity is burning.
The dignity is burning. Yeah, that's the title of the anime.
Or at the very least, the title of the anime's first theme song.
Yes.
There you go. Call Japan.
Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after.